Jackson Labs began in Maine, expanded to California, and now has its third U.S. facility in Connecticut. Site director Yowei Rogers took reporters on a tour of the new building on the Yukon Health Center campus, reeling off the cutting-edge research that will be taking place in these labs.
Molecular technologies, genomic technologies, immunology technology, imaging, microscopy, flow cytometry.
This will be a center for research into personalized genomic medicine, exploring ways that medical treatment can be tailored to patients' individual genetic makeup to make it pinpoint effective. Jackson is bringing some big names in the world of science to Connecticut, including the center's new director, Charles Lee, rumored as a potential Nobel winner. Rogers says that kind of expertise has a gravitational effect.
And when they actually come, they serve as magnets. When you have these great scientists who reside here, all the bright young scientists want to come and work for them. And that's really when you start building a large ecosystem of intelligent and great scientists and innovative minds.
158 people are already working for Jackson in Connecticut, spread around five different sites. They'll all now be centered here in the new building. The eventual plan is to hire 300 within the next 3 years, but Rogers says Jackson doesn't plan to stop there.
There's actually room for expansion, but we will have to build a second building.
That might happen on this site within the next 5 to 10 years. In the meantime, Jackson will be under close scrutiny. Hosting the lab in Connecticut is costing taxpayers about $300 million, something its critics say is too high a price to pay for the number of jobs created. But Rogers says she has no doubt the lab will have a stimulating effect on the whole biotech sector in the state.
We are very keen on collaboration with small startup biotech, and in fact, we ourselves are interested in commercializing or helped commercialize some of the discoveries and innovations that come out of this organization.
She speaks of a new biotech corridor stretching from Farmington to New Haven. Jackson is also exploring research partnerships with Yale and UConn and reaching out to the state's hospitals to work on applying its research to patients. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.